this is Keith Hall with Jazz Currents. Join me as we explore the music of trumpeter Miles Davis. In the next five episodes of Jazz Currents, we will celebrate what would have been the 90th birthday of Miles Davis. Miles had a career that spanned over 50 years, including over 100 albums as a leader, and was a primary voice in many of the important developments in jazz history. In our first episode, we'll talk about his early years in East St. Louis, his profound experiences with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie, as well as his early collaborations with Gil Evans on the pivotal album Birth of the Cool. Let's start the show with something from the 1963 album Seven Steps to Heaven. This is Joshua. Dewey Davis III was born in 1926 in Alton, Illinois, and was raised about a half hour south in East St. Louis, Illinois. Miles began playing the trumpet at a young age and had his first professional experience as a member of Eddie Randall's Blue Devils. At the time, Miles was heavily influenced by trumpeters like Clark Terry, Howard McGhee, Dizzy Gillespie, Roy Eldridge, and his hometown friend, Freddie Webster. As Miles continued to develop as a musician, he moved to New York City at the age of 18 to enroll at the prestigious Juilliard School. During this time, the new music developing in New York was called bebop, and it was led by trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie and an alto saxophonist known as Bird, Charlie Parker. Being enrolled at the Juilliard School was a way for Miles to be in New York City and be close to Dizzy and Bird. Miles would attend his classes during the day, and at night, he would go to many of the clubs on 52nd Street, like the Black Onyx, Kelly's Stable, the Spotlight, and others. These clubs tended to attract audiences that were not always sophisticated jazz listeners, but the musicians were able to make steady money. Miles would also go up to Minton's Playhouse on 118th Street in Harlem. This was more of an underground scene, where the musicians were free to experiment and work on new ideas. The musicians at Minton's had high standards and were very unforgiving. If you got up on stage and couldn't play, not only would you get booed off the stage, but you might be taken out back and physically hurt. Monday at Minton's was a particularly exciting night. Normally you could hear Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk on the piano, bassist Curly Brussell, and drummers Kenny Clark and Max Roach. ...1945 was a big year for Miles. He landed his first important nightclub gig with saxophonist Eddie Lockjaw Davis at the Spotlight, and was performing with Milt Jackson, Coleman Hawkins, and he also made his first recording with clarinetist and saxophonist Herbie Fields. On his off nights, he and his good friend Freddie Webster would go listen to Bird and Dizzy. These two masters were on the cutting edge, and everyone was excited about the new music they were developing. But at this point, Bird was also struggling with substance abuse and just couldn't keep himself together. Dizzy couldn't handle it anymore, and he finally quit the band. Bird had a gig coming up at the Three Deuces, and now he needed a trumpet player. Miles had been listening for months and knew everything Dizzy had played on those tunes. He couldn't play in Dizzy's upper range, but he could cover things an octave lower. Miles was only 19, but he already had his own voice, and he was ready to be in Bird's band, along with Al Haig on piano, bassist Curly Russell, and drummers Max Roach and Stan Levy. In the fall of 1945, Miles quit the Juilliard School to do what he planned all along, play with Charlie Parker. Miles made his first recording with Charlie Parker's Reboppers in November that year on Savoy Records, along with Curly Russell, Max Roach, and Sadiq Hakim on piano. Here is Charlie Parker's Now's the Time. Heard the recordings of Miles, they were very critical. They were comparing him to Dizzy, but Miles had a much different sound and approach, and even though the reviews hurt Miles, he continued on. Dizzy actually played piano on this next tune with Miles on the trumpet. Here's another Charlie Parker composition called Billy's Bounce. Between gigs with Bird, Miles worked with Coleman Hawkins, Benny Carter, and Sir Charles Thompson. Miles was also spending a lot of time with Thelonious Monk. Monk taught Miles how to navigate through his well-known yet challenging tune, Round Midnight. And Monk's concept of using space was also a big influence on Miles. Eddie Randall used to tell Miles to play a phrase and then breathe. So Monk's approach really resonated with Miles. In 1946, Miles began working with the popular vocalist and bandleader Billy Eckstein. His band was considered to be the first bebop big band and included many all-stars that would become icons in their own right, including Dexter Gordon, Fats Navarro, Sarah Vaughan, Ted Dameron, and of course, Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. Here is Miles Davis with Eckstein's band, including the saxophone section of Sonny Stitt, Gene Ammons, Arthur Sammons, and Cecil Payne, bassist Tommy Potter, drummer Art Blakey, and Mr. B himself, Billy Eckstein, on vocals and the valve trombone. At the age of 20, Miles had his first composition recorded on Savoy Records with Charlie Parker, which included Bud Powell on piano, bassist Tommy Potter, and Max Roach on drums. Now, this tune was originally attributed to Charlie Parker, but it's common knowledge now that Miles actually wrote it. From 1947, here is Donna Lee. This is a composition by John Lewis called Milestones. Now, many musicians refer to this as the old Milestones, so as to differentiate between this one and the later tune by the same name on Davis's 1958 album. Because of Bird, Dizzy, and many others, bebop had been all the craze. But some musicians were looking for a new direction in the music. In 1948, Miles began to collaborate with Canadian-born arranger Gil Evans. Evans had worked earlier as an arranger for the Claude Thornhill Orchestra, and his arranging style was compared to Duke Ellington. Gil's little New York basement apartment had become a gathering place for people like Dizzy, John Lewis, Jerry Mulligan, and Lee Konitz. There'd be endless musical discussions and arranging experiments, which soon led to the formation of the Miles Davis Nonet. The group had a fresh sound and a unique instrumentation. It included tuba, French horn, trombone, barre sax, alto sax, and trumpet. The group booked some gigs, and over the course of 15 months, they went into the studio to record material that would eventually be released as the landmark album, Birth of the Cool. Baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan composed this next tune. For that first session in January of 1949, this is Jeru. Was an incredibly successful album, and it had all begun as an experiment. Miles said in his autobiography that the Birth of the Cool sound came from Duke Ellington. The group was trying to sound like Claude Thornhill, who had gotten his ideas from Duke and Fletcher Henderson. Miles attributes some of the popularity to the fact that the music was more singable than bebop, and then there were also white musicians playing prominent roles in the band. Although there were some black musicians who needed work and were angry with Miles because he was hiring white musicians, specifically the white alto saxophonist Lee Konitz. Miles said, "If a guy could play as good as Lee Konitz, I would hire him every time. I don't care if he was green with red breath. I'm not hiring him for what color he is." So let's hear Lee Konitz on the alto saxophone from Birth of the Cool. This is Israel. Join us next time for our second of five episodes celebrating the 90th birthday of Miles Davis. We'll dig into his music from the 1950s, including his work as a sideman, his early records as a leader, and the important music from his first classic quintet. I'm Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events, and make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.